And it's time to talk sport now. And David Mark, ABC's national sport editor, joins us now. Hello, David.
G'day, Fran. How are you going?
I'm pretty well, thanks, David. A big upset in World Cup cricket.
A really massive one, actually. So Bangladesh, so a rising force in world cricket, but still very much a minnow compared to sort of the big teams, beat South Africa by 21 Ooh. Runs. They made 330 from their 50 overs, and in reply, South Africa could only manage 309 runs. They lost 8 wickets along the way. So South Africa, Fran, have now lost their first 2 matches. They got thrashed by England in their opening match, and tonight England plays Pakistan. So already a couple of upsets in the World Cup.
And what was Bangladesh's secret weapon?
It was consistency. A lot of very good consistent scores from their middle order, and just and keeping the run rate up the whole time. And South Africa could never really maintain the momentum in their innings. They just fell behind the run rate and could never get it back up to where they needed it to be.
Right. Meanwhile, in tennis, easy wins for some old stars in the French Open.
They just keep cruising along, don't they? Yeah, Roger Federer, he went into the quarterfinals of the French Open. He had a straight sets win over Argentine Leonardo Mayer. And that effort was matched by his rival, a great rival, Rafael Nadal, who's won how many French Opens. He had a straight sets win over another Argentine, Juan Ignacio Londero. So they're actually on track to meet each other. But Federer next will play Stan Wawrinka, who is having a bit of a resurgence to his countryman. He had a 5-set and 5-hour win over the Greek young gun Stefanos Tsitsipas.
And what about Ashley Barty? How's she going?
Ash Barty's going to play tonight. She plays Sophia Kennan. And the draw's really opened up for her, Sophia Kennan from the US. The draw's really opened up. And the winner of that gets to make their way into the last 8. And there's real hope for Ash Barty in this French Open. She is looking like she will make the top 5 for the first time. And if she wins the competition, she will make it to number 2 in the world. So she's really having, after a couple of very consistent years when she was in the teens, is now really broken into the top 10 and now the top 5.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's not jinx it. Let's get through tonight first. And just briefly, Indeed. A debut win in cycling Giro d'Italia.
Yeah, Richard Carapaz from Ecuador. He rides for the Movistar team. He's won the Giro. He had a commanding lead going into last night's final stage. It was a 17-kilometre time trial over a previous winner, Italy's Vincenzo Nibali. But he lost 51 seconds, but he had enough in the bank to win the race by 1 minute and 5 seconds. And the American Chad Hager won the stage. And now, of course, all attention turns to the big circus, the Tour de France, which begins in July.
Okay, there's a lot of big sporting events, aren't there? It's that time of year.
We haven't even touched at all.
No, that's right, exactly. All right, David, more sport at 7:30. Thank you.
Cheers, Fran.
And it's time to talk sport again with ABC's national sports editor, David Mark. Hello, David.
G'day, Fran. How are you going?
In the AFL, a horrendous injury for the captain of St Kilda, Jaron Geary. What happened?
Oh, sport can be so cruel, can't it? So Jaron Geary had a terrible injury about 6 weeks ago, a compartment syndrome. He basically required his thigh to be sliced open. He required 30 staples and 19 stitches. Yesterday, he was leading the Saints in his first game back against Port Adelaide in China, as is the way now in the modern game, a game in China every year. And he suffered a fractured leg. He had suffered a blow to his tibia, and he was in obvious pain and left the field straight away, and his coach Alan Richardson actually left the game to go down and check out who he was, and it was just one of those horrible sights in sport to see a really nice guy have such horrendous luck. And Fran, meanwhile, in another Aussie rules, the West Coast had a very easy win yesterday over the Western Bulldogs, and they're quietly going about their premiership defence, sort of slightly flying under the radar with Geelong 2 games clear on the AFL premiership table.
Okay. Meanwhile, David, how are the Matildas looking for the World Cup? Because it's not long away now.
It's only 6 days to their first game against Italy in Valenciennes. But, they had a bit of a wake-up call. I don't know. Did you catch any of the game against the Netherlands on Saturday night?
No, I didn't.
Too late, perhaps. Yeah, it's a 3-0 loss to Netherlands, who are a very good side. They're the 8th best team in the world.
But a 3-0 loss.
A 3-0 loss, absolutely. And it's also 8 goals conceded in their last 2 games, because you'll remember they conceded 5 goals to the United States, albeit that they scored 3 of their own. So look, they were tinkering around in the midfield, some key players out. So they've got 6 days to rectify things. I spoke to Ante Milicic, the Matildas coach, a month or so ago, and I said, when will you be ready for the World Cup? And he said, on June the 9th against Italy. So he's prepared to use every moment leading up to that very first game to try to get his team right. But yeah, they've got a bit of work to do.
Okay, I think we better start cheering them now. David, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.